If you are deep in the technical weeds this week, there's a big discussion in the machine learning communities surrounding performance optimization. One post highlighted how Torch Compile achieves massive speedups by focusing on operator fusion, a capability that commenters noted is something NumPy currently lacks, sparking interest in deeper framework development. Separately, for time series modeling, academic discussions are calling for more robust dynamical systems perspective to move the field forward. On the real-world research side, users debated accessibility issues with classic datasets like Books 3 due to copyright and found advice pointing toward open sources or rebuilding legal alternatives. We also saw an intriguing post detailing an end-to-end air quality forecasting model that ran into a common variance trap when trying to apply standard ML techniques in highly chaotic environments. Perhaps the most relatable struggle reported was dealing with the messy prescriptive monolith. The challenge of maintaining deeply coupled, poorly documented legacy code remains a significant point of discussion, leading many users to highlight the emerging role of advanced LLMs for large-scale documentation and refactoring efforts. The career aspect also provided some sharp insights. In job discussions, the consensus is that AI hasn't reduced work. It has dramatically increased the scope of what an ML professional must manage, from DevOps to cybersecurity, meaning experts are now needed more than ever to critically evaluate, rather than simply execute, AI outputs. Similarly, advice for those entering ML research points toward a strong foundation in mathematics, emphasizing that formal methods and theory-based contributions remain critical areas of study for serious academic work. Looking at resources, learning subreddits were buzzing with curated links, including structured collections of seminal papers from experts like Ilya Sutskever, and comprehensive GitHub repositories designed to guide beginners through the fundamentals of NLP and AI/ML concepts in a visualized way. But even with these incredible resources available, core advice remained consistent. Build projects first, don't rely entirely on AI assistance, and always strive to understand the underlying reasoning rather than just accepting the solution. Finally, in the general ML discussion, a major debate surfaced about calculating the true long-term cost of computing power. The consensus leaned toward noting that while cloud services offer convenience, they often fail to account for the massive overhead costs associated with managing service-level agreements and latency, making careful financial evaluation essential regardless of your setup.